Hi people, how you doing? Magisane here, hope you're well. I'm in Portugal at the moment, just at my hotel, just relaxing. Had a hard couple of days in terms of the project I've been delivering, providing international consultancy on a range of projects around disability and physiotherapy. So I just wanted to do this quick Facebook Live. I think it's the first one I've done on this group. The aim is really to kind of like inform you about the opportunities that are available to you wherever you are in the world. There are vast opportunities available, and you've just basically got to search and find those opportunities. Find partners, find people that you could work with, and basically start to develop projects. Now, as you can see, this group is named Global Islamic Economy and Updates. And the idea about creating this was to kind of like help support people, entrepreneurs, business people, individuals who want to basically become economically active and develop themselves, whether it's in the business world or whatever they might be doing. So the idea is to share best practice, knowledge, tips, advice. And it's not just me, it's also about you as well. So bring in your advice and experts, share it within this group, and work out ways that you can help each other and support each other, become better in your entrepreneurship and your business activities. So yeah, I mean, right now we are connected in the global world, so there are many different things that you can do, whether you're trading, importing, exporting, you're providing consultancy, whether that's to other businesses, B2B or B2C, businesses to customers, or maybe even advanced levels. You might be providing some sort of service to governments or municipalities or councils within your regions. It doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can actually develop yourself and really, you know, win contracts, pick up yourselves in terms of economic development and so on. So I just want to give you a tip. You've got to be adaptable. So for example, if a builder turns up to a working site and he has one tool, a hammer, now he's probably thinking, or she's probably thinking, that they're going to find a nail and basically bang the hammer on the nail. But what happens if the builder turns up and there's actually a screw? So they ain't gonna have a screwdriver. So the idea is similarly to be able to be adaptable in your business. Now the adaptability will allow you to cope with different situations, different challenges, different adversity that you might experience. So you've got to try and implement these kind of tools within your working space. So who's online at the moment? Let's see. Hi, Abdul Rahman, Halal Kit, Sawal, Afisa. How's Mihas? Did you go to Malaysia? Altaf, Abid Wali, is anybody online? Hope you're doing well. You got any questions? Fire them through. Yeah, definitely, Nafisa. You're just basically confirming what I was saying about connecting around the globe with different people, different individuals, taking part in whatever is possible in terms of the opportunities available. So you've got to start looking around within your own countries, connect, network, meet people, go to conferences, go to events, symposiums, and basically find out, speak to experts, speak to other individuals, personalities, and that's how you share knowledge, and that's how you're going to gain the knowledge. That'll help you within your business environment and setup. So, some of you know me, some of you don't. My name is Maj Hussain. I'm a director at Halal Inc. based in Manchester in the UK. So a lot of the work we do is around digital services. We help companies provide consultancy around copywriting, marketing. We also do PR work. We've worked with a number of companies from different parts of the world, UK, USA, Singapore, Malaysia, Australia, different parts of the world, helping them get international coverage and promotion. So PR promotion is imperative strategy that you need to use within your workflow, because you've got to, you know, if you're providing a good service, people have got to hear about you, they've got to know about you, so that, you know, your work can actually be heard and you can actually reach people. And that's going to be the avenue for you to get more business and more clients, and it'll help you in your lead generation. How you doing, Ahmed? So if you've got any quick questions, I'm just taking a quick break, so fire away. Otherwise, I'll catch up with you later. So you can see here in the background, around the hotel, some high-rise buildings and apartments. Obviously, real estate is a big, big area that some of you might be looking into. If there are no questions, I'm going to catch up with you guys later. So take care.